Don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams.
That is one of the most recognized voices in the entire world, and he'll be giving us 7 super tips on today's Super You podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super You. Welcome to the Super You Podcast, the podcast designed to entertain, educate, and empower you to your best life, or simply put, a podcast for those looking to unlock and unleash your superpowers on the world. I'm your host, Eric Qualman, but many of you know me as Equal Man. I've been blessed to write 6 best-selling books, perform in over 50 countries, and reach 30 million people this decade. So thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. We are so lucky to have today's guest, Denzel Washington. He is only the 6th actor in history to win both a Best Supporting Actor and Best Actor Oscar. That's joining Robert De Niro, Kevin Spacey, Jack Nicholson, Jack Lemmon, and Gene Hackman. So without further ado, here is Denzel Washington with tip number 1.
Put God first in everything you do. Everything that you think you see in me, everything that I've accomplished, everything that you think I have, and I have a few things, everything that I have is by the grace of God. Understand that. It's a gift. 40 years ago, March 27th, 1975, it was 40 years ago, just this past March, I was flunking out of college. I had a 1.7 grade point average. I hope none of you can relate. I had a 1.7 grade point average. I was sitting in my mother's beauty shop. They still call it beauty shops now? What they call it now? Yeah, I was sitting in the beauty parlor. I was sitting in my mother's beauty parlor, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I see behind me this woman under the dryer. And every time she looked up, she was looking at me, just looking me in the eye. I didn't know who she was, and I said, you know, she said, somebody give me a pen, give me a pencil, I have a prophecy. March 27, 1975, she said, boy, you are going to travel the world and speak to millions of people. Now, mind you, I was flunked out of college. I'm thinking about joining the Army. I didn't know what I was going to do, and she's telling me I'm going to travel the world and speak to millions of people. Well, I have traveled the world, and I have spoke to millions of people. But that's not the most important thing, the success that I had. The most important thing is that what she taught me and what she told me that day has stayed with me since. I've been protected. I've been directed. I've been corrected. I've kept God in my life, and it's kept me humble. I didn't always stick with him, but he always stuck with me. So stick with him in everything you do. If you think you want to do what you think I've done, then do what I've done.
I think it's easier said than done, but sometimes it's just nice. It's a relief for me when times are getting stressful. And remember that stress is really just a fancy term for fear. Is that when we have fear, that's when we have to turn it over to God. And we should just turn it over to God each and every day. It's kind of a relief for me when I do that, and I should be doing it each and every moment. But again, easier said than done. In this Western world, we all think we're superhuman. But at the end of the day, it's kind of just nice to say, look, I'm going to control what I can control, and I don't know why things are happening to me, but that's why it's called faith. I've got to believe in it. I got to believe, even though I think this time might be dark, that this is going to lead to the right direction. And guess what? At 47 years of age, I definitely know that's true for my life, is that I might not see it in the moment, but looking back, I can actually see that that was beneficial for me. And if you look at Steve Jobs, we've gone over him, check out his podcast here. He talks about it's impossible to connect the dots until you look back.
You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards.
So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path. And that will make all the difference.
And so really, it's all tied together, this ethos. And so I love this fact about it's really just keeping that faith. Here we are with tip number 2 from Denzel Washington. He won his first Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in Glory. He was only the second black actor to win in the history of the award. The first was Sidney Poitier in 1963.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Nelson Mandela said, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living. Now, I'm sure in your experiences in school and applying to college and picking your major and deciding what you want to do with life, I'm sure people have told you to make sure you have something to fall back on. Make sure you got something to fall back on, honey. But I never understood that concept, having something to fall back on. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything except my faith. I want to fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit. Fall forward. This is what I mean. Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward.
For all of our listeners out there, you know what our mantra is. It's all about fail fast, fail forward, and fail better. Fail fast means if you're going to do it quick and do it cheap. Fail forward means you actually evaluate the failure. You sit down, look each other in the eye, say, what do we do? How can we improve? And by doing that evaluation, that allows you to fail better. You will not repeat the same mistake twice, and you'll learn from your mistakes. So again, fail fast, fail forward, and fail better. Moving on to tip number 3, Tom Hanks said that when working with Denzel Washington on the movie Philadelphia, that he learned more from Denzel Washington than from any other actor. So here's tip number 3.
I am particularly proud and happy about the young filmmakers, actors, singers, writers, producers that are coming up behind my generation. In particular, Barry Jenkins. Young people understand, this young man made 10, 15, 20 short films before he got the opportunity to make Moonlight. So never give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. It's not easy. If it was easy, there'd be no Kerry Washington. If it was easy, there'd be no Taraji Henson, P. Henson. If it were easy, there'd be no Octavia Spencer. But not only that, if it were easy, there'd be no Viola Davis. If it were easy, there'd be no Michael T. Williamson, no Stephen McKinley Henderson, no Russell Hornsby. If it were easy, there'd be no Denzel Washington. So keep working, keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. So keep moving, keep growing, keep learning. See you at work.
Consistency is the key to moving forward. If I only wrote books when I felt like writing, I would never have a book complete. It's those days when you don't feel like writing that you actually write that separates you from the rest. And I use that writing, but it's whatever your vocation is, whatever you're trying to achieve in life. A lot of people have this misnomer, this misconception that all these talented people, these people that we know that are famous, that they just knock it out each and every day and it's not a problem. Nope, they wake up just like us and say, man, I do not feel like doing what I know needs to be done today. But what they do is they grind through it. So that's it, consistency. Being as consistent as possible. Also, if you ever watch Coach Belichick, the Patriots coach, arguably the greatest coach of all time in football, is his thing's all about do your job, meaning can I count on you? Can I count on you if you're the offensive lineman to be at this spot for that particular play? Because if I can't, you're not going to be on the field. So he doesn't care how fast you are, how talented you are. If he can't count on you and the team can't depend on you, then it's not going to work. And that's why they even have a moniker, the Patriots way. Just do your job. Be as consistent as possible. And consistency is one of the hardest things in life to do. Here's tip number 4 from the first African American to win 2 Academy Awards.
Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. So have dreams, but have goals. Life goals, yearly goals, monthly goals, daily goals. I try to give myself a goal every day. Sometimes it's just to not curse somebody out. Simple goals, but have goals. And understand that to achieve these goals, you must apply discipline and consistency. In order to achieve your goals, you must apply discipline, which you have already done, and consistency every day, not just on Tuesday and miss a few days. You have to work at it. Every day, you have to plan. Every day. You've heard the saying, we don't plan to fail, we fail to plan. Hard work works.
This reminds me of the old adage, the difference between a dream and a goal, the main difference between a dream and a goal is that a goal has a timeline. That's the difference, my friends. Moving on to tip number 5.
I was pre-med in college. Then I said I'd be a doctor. Then I was political science. I said I'd be a lawyer. Then I studied journalism. So I actually was working my way toward the arts without realizing. That's why I told my children a liberal arts education is okay. You don't have to know at 17. I was 17 when I started college. So I worked it out. And I found my way to theater.
Follow your own path. I think Amy Wambach does a great job. Amy Wambach, if you're not familiar with her, she was on the 1999 soccer team, the original 99ers, they call it, the U.S. women's gold medal winning and also World Cup winning soccer team. But she does a whole thing, which I love, is that she realized, if you think about flipping a fairy tale, so Little Red Riding Hood, in that fairy tale, and a lot of fairy tales, they're telling you stay on the path and you won't get hurt. Well, that really got under her skin because she realized at some point in her career and her life that she wasn't Little Red Riding Hood, that in fact, she was the wolf. And so I encourage everyone out there to actually follow your own path. And in order to do that, you need to step off the path. You need to be the wolf. So whatever that might be today, just act like the wolf today. And hopefully that helps you act like the wolf moving forward. Here's tip number 6 from the man that does his own stunts.
Working really hard is what successful people do. And in this text, tweet, twerk world that you've grown up in, remember, just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Remember that. Just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Don't confuse movement with progress. My mother told me, she said, yeah, because you can run in place all the time and never get anywhere. So continue to strive, continue to have goals, continue to progress.
You do have to distinguish between movement and progress. I think in this email age, a lot of movement is you answer the 80 emails that are in your inbox. But did that lead to any progress? Probably not. And so at our team, as well as other teams we've been blessed to sit down with, from Fortune 500 teams to small businesses, most of them focus on a word called output instead of throughput. So throughput, you're texting, you're tweeting, you're emailing. Your team is working hard, but they're not producing any output. They're not moving the ball forward. There is no progress. And so you need to avoid falling into these throughput traps. And it's easier than ever to do that because you think about all this email that's coming at us each and every day. Now we got tweets, texts, everything. So anyways, it's really about understanding that just because you're doing something doesn't mean you're progressing. And so you need to focus on the output and avoid the throughput. Wrapping things up with tip number 7.
You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something. There's no doubt about it. And I know that's probably not a traditional message for a graduation ceremony, but hey, I'm telling you, embrace it because it's inevitable. And I should know. In the acting business, you fail all the time. Early on in my career, I auditioned for a part in a Broadway musical. Perfect role for me, I thought, except for the fact that I can't sing. So I'm in the wings, I'm about to go on stage, but the guy in front of me, he's singing like Pavarotti. He's just on and on and on, he's just going on and on and on, and I'm just shrinking, I'm getting smaller and smaller. So they say, oh, thank you very much, and you'll be hearing from us. So I come out with my little sheet music, and it was just my imagination by the Temptations. That's what I came up with. So I hand it to the accompanist, and she looks at it and looks at me and looks out at the director and was like, nice. So I start, you know, I'm going to sing. I'm like, it's just my imagination. Once again, and they're cutting away with me. And they're not saying anything, so I'm thinking I'm getting better. So I just start getting into it. It was just my imagination. Running. They say, oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Washington. Thank you. So I assumed I didn't get the job. But the next part of the audition, he called me back. The next part of the audition is the acting part of the audition. So I'm like, hey, okay, maybe I can't sing, but I know I can act. So they pair me with this guy, and again, I didn't know about musical theater. And musical theater is big, so they can reach everyone all the way in the back of the stadium. And I'm more from a realistic, naturalistic kind of acting where you actually talk to the person next to you. So I don't know what my line was. My line was, well, hand me the cup. And his line was, well, I will hand you the cup, my dear. The cup will be there to be handed to you. I said, oh, okay. Well, should I give you the cup back? Oh, yes, you should give it back to me because you know that is my cup and it should be given back to me. I didn't get the job. But here's the thing. I didn't quit. I didn't fall back. I walked out of there to prepare for the next audition and the next audition and the next audition. I prayed. But I continued to fail and fail and fail. But it didn't matter because you know what? There's an old saying, You hang around the barbershop long enough, sooner or later you're going to get a haircut.
You can't try without failing. I've been speaking in over 54 countries. I have yet to give a perfect performance. So every time that I'm about to step on stage, I know that I'm going to fail in some arena. But the best thing is, that's how you get experience. We cannot thank Denzel Washington enough for his 7 super tips today. They all started off with number 1, put faith first. Number 2, fail forward. Number 3, consistency is the key to moving forward. Number 4, a dream requires goals. Number 5, follow your own path. Number 6, differentiate between movement and progress. And number 7, you can't try without failing. My favorite one's number 6, differentiate between movement and progress. I always preach about avoid the throughput, get to output, don't fall into throughput traps. Write down the top two things you need to get done this morning. So tomorrow as you wake up or even tonight, write down those two pieces of output and hyper-focus on those. Avoid falling into the throughput traps. That's it for today's 7 Super Tips. Thank you for listening. Please join us for the next episode. In order to make sure you do not miss it, ensure you subscribe. Also, if you want to help other people out, the best thing you can do, and it helps us as well, is just go on and give us a rating on Spotify or iTunes. It doesn't matter what rating you give us, 1 to 5. Obviously, we'd love you if you gave us a 5, but go ahead, give us a rating. That allows other people to discover this podcast so that we can help millions unlock and unleash their inner superpower. These tips from today's top thought leaders are a fantastic reminder to all of us that it's not about being perfect, it's about being the perfect you. Thank you for listening to today's Super You podcast. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. And until next time, remember, it's not what we take from the world, it's what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3. 2.
1.
Super, 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 super,
super you.